This is News Plus Special English. The international community should cooperate in fighting epidemics, including Ebola, and addressing global health challenges. Chinese and U.S. medical experts and policymakers made the remarks at a panel discussion that wrapped up the China-U.S. Relations Conference in the United States. Two Chinese physicians and their American counterparts shared their own experience in dealing with the recent outbreak of Ebola, which affected not only West Africa, but also the U.S. state of Texas. Long Yun is a physician with Peking Union Medical College Hospital, who was sent by the Chinese government to Guinea last September. He recounted the dire need for medicine, trained staff and healthcare infrastructure there. The conference was initiated by former U.S. President George W. Bush in 2003 to establish cooperation and forge closer ties between China and the United States. The conference attracted some 400 scientists, policymakers, and business leaders who were interested in learning how the two countries might develop a global strategy to prevent emerging worldwide infectious diseases and epidemic threats. This is News Plus Special English. Favorable national policies and growing demand for cultural resources by the middle class have led to an explosion in new private museums across China. According to figures released by the State Administration of Cultural Heritage ahead of International Museum Day on Monday, China had 4,500 museums as of the end of last year, almost 22% of which were private. A museum regulation in March stipulated that private museums receive the same treatment as state-owned institutions in terms of funding, and support has been a huge boost to the industry. Policies issued by the central and local governments have benefited private museums in land use, financial support, and the acquisition of collections. In 2013, China earmarked 100 million yuan, roughly $16.5 million, to support private museums. An archaeology professor at Peking University says that compared with state-owned museums, private museums have a wider audience and closer connection with ordinary people. But some experts say that private museums are experiencing unchecked barbaric growth, and 60% of private museums lack a registration and management system with inauthentic or forged art, while 30% of the institutions lose money.